please.
The next application is 11,843 Richard H. Bell III for Coastal Highway LLC. Seeks a special use exception for promotional outdoor display, sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.21 miles south of Cave Neck Road. The 911 address is 16192 Coastal Highway in Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 54.06. Specifically, they are requesting a special use exception for outdoor promotional activities. Received no letters in support, 9 mail returns, and we did receive one letter in opposition, though I will note it seemed to have more to do with DelDOT and a billboard, but I will read it into the record that DelDOT refuses to put up traffic light at the corner of Cave Neck Road and Route 1 because they have apparently don't care about traffic concerns. There have been many accidents at that spot. And then it would also be unacceptable to add such a distraction to cars speeding south of Route 1. They would appreciate a no vote on the request for a billboard. Again, this is not a request for a billboard. It is for outdoor promotional activities. And that was signed by Mrs. Barbara Schick on Abraham Potter Run. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard H. Bell III, 16192.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And we have a copy here of your responses to the standards.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you. So we're just seeking renewal of putting a fiberglass pool on the front of our property. And over the last 5 years, it's done a great number of bringing people in and making awareness that we're in the fiberglass pool business. And I have a picture of what it sort of looks like. If you all like,
you can pass it down there if you would please, the secretary.
So basically, we try and like switch a model out every year. To show a different style and a different color pool. And it's been working great. And then we blow those out at the end of the year for a special deal. And it has no effect on visibility or affecting properties. We're zoned commercial. And I don't know, with every pool we sell, we purchase a Sussex County building permit.
Well, wait, sir.
Yes.
Okay, excuse me. We'll see if we have any questions. Okay. All right. Mr. Rippers?
No questions? This has been there quite a few years, right?
The 5 years, sir. Yes.
5 years.
Yep. We got approved 5 years ago, and now it's just.
Have you had any complaints about that at all?
I've never heard one complaint, no. And our entrance is north of it, and the Red Mill Inn entrance is south of it, so there's no visibility.
Yeah, so we have no. That has nothing to do with the complaint about your. I believe our secretary has said it has to do with DelDOT, so. That has nothing to do with you, with the complaint.
Yeah. Now, my understanding is I heard there was a proposed billboard in place past our entrance. So, like, the pool sits right here. And I heard that the billboard was proposed right there.
I remember that.
So high up in the air, it would be higher than the pool.
Yeah. I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, and you're just going to change different models, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And move in.
Yep.
No others. For 5 years, it's going to.
Yep, that's what we'd like to renew again.
Are you going to do anything permanently in there, or you're just going to keep that as a special use exception?
Yeah, I think special use we're good with.
In other words, when you're done, well, you're just going to.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mr. Berman, good question. Mr. Miller?
It's obviously unique because it's not a building that requires a variance like we would normally and I'm wondering why not, because Neither is a car, which we require variance for them to park them and to display them inside of the setback.
There is a separate section in the code that specifically deals with the display and sale of cars being located within the setback.
Okay.
And that is, would require a variance.
Okay.
Under the special use exception, it does say outdoor displays, but for cars, it is actually in a specific section of the code that states not within the front yard setback.
It's rare that there is anything other than cars. So that's, I guess, why I raise that question. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's been a question for years. Yeah. You know, sometimes down on the 113, those questions would come up, John.
Or boats, or, yeah. I guess any vehicle.
No question?
No other questions.
Just got one, Mr. Chairman. How close is this to the front property line?
I think we're...
Is the yellow representing the front property line?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's a rough approximation.
Yeah, so we have probably we're probably 3 feet past the paver parking lot that we did. With the farthest nose, we're actually taking up the last parking space to keep it. Yeah. Yep. So we actually stick the pool a little more here to there, and
how close are you to the side property line?
I'd say that's a good, because this is handicap parking here, which is 20 feet. I'd say we're a good 18, 20 feet that way.
From the property line?
Yeah, from this side to here, and then I'd say we're, if that's the top of the ditch, I'd say we're a good 20 feet from that too.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp, I think in the record, that picture that was presented shows, because I questioned the same thing, that it would appear if it was encroaching past the property line, which you would think, and so would the next-door neighbor's little picket fence, as well as maybe even the sign further down the road. Telephone pole, I think, makes it... an illusion, because we always think of the telephone poles being the property line and state right of way.
Yeah, and this one's on Route 1, which has that wider right of way too. So,
but those those poles run perpendicular to Route 1. So,
okay.
No further question.
Okay, excuse me. Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request of his will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion and we approve case number 11,843 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,843 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Becker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,843 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Okay. Is that
all right, yes, sir? Next case, please.